Today in Trump news, California is preparing to defend its waters from Trump order. In its first act to shield California from the Trump administration's repeal of regulations, the state's water board has prepared its own set of rules protecting wetlands and other waters. The proposed new rules, scheduled for a vote by the board this summer, could insulate the state from President Donald Trump's executive order to roll back the reach of the Clean Water Act. That rollback would strip federal protection from seasonal stream beds, isolated pools, and other transitory wetlands, exposing them to damage, pollution, destruction from housing developments, energy companies, and farms. California has already led the way in challenging the Trump administration's proposed border wall, cuts to healthcare funding, and the plan to end deferred action for childhood arrivals or DREAMER, a program for young immigrants living in the country illegally. But this would be the first official rule that would stop a Trump rollback from affecting California. Today, on Trump Incorporated, they explored the president's persistent weirdness around Russia and why Trump has been so quiet about Russia and its interference. Clem Simpson has a theory that one cannot understand the Russian collision scandal without understanding Trump's business. Simpson is the head of Fusion GPS, the investigative firm behind the now-famous Trump Dozier. Before that, he was a Wall Street Journal reporter who specialized in the nexus of money, politics, and international skullduggery. Simpson, who was hired by conservatives and then by Democrats, he was ordered to dig into Trump's personal record, and he was sued multiple times. But amid all the charges, few have followed the details of what Simpson concluded. After a string of Trump failures, disappointments, and bankruptcies, Western financiers shut him off. Trump still needed money to fund his projects, and Simpson came to believe that it came from Russia and Russian-connected sources. It came via golf courses, condos, and other conduits. In other Trump news, a former U.S. ambassador to Mexico on Thursday ripped the Trump administration's approach to dealing with asylum-seeking immigrants on the U.S.-Mexico border, calling the president's handling of the issue a failure and urging the administration to increase its investments in Central America. Trump has threatened to cut off assistance to countries in Central America that don't sufficiently work to block asylum-seeking immigrants on their way to the U.S. and has largely shrunk away from international organizations seeking to address the issue of mass migration. They said in the long term, the Trump administration must readjust its policies in Central America, expanding its refugee program in the so-called Northern Triangle countries of El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras, and leveraging the interest in solving the immigrant crisis expressed by Mexico's incoming president.